Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Truth Ministry Show. I'm your host for today, Kim Williams. Every Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, it's the Love Truth Show. You can find us on Blog Talk Radio, Underneath for Christianity, Underneath for Love Truth, 645 Williams. And on Tuesday morning is our prayer time for the students. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I'd like to welcome you to the show and thank you for joining me this morning. I'd like to thank Blog Talk Radio and all the social media sites, as well as Google for its platform. And I thank and lift up the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you know Jesus Christ as your own personal Lord and Savior, praise and worship Him and realize He brought you a mighty long way and keep your faith in Him. If you have not confessed Him as your Lord and Savior, take His time out. And this is God, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I believe in you. I believe you so loved the world that you sent your only begotten Son to rescue me, to save me from sin, from death, from this wicked world, that I have eternal life with you. So take your time out and believe that God has you and asks Him into your heart and soul to be your Lord and Savior. Psalms 119, verse 105, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Romans 1, verse 16, For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. 1 John 3:18, My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Another one, 1 John 4:11. Beloved, if God so love us, we ought to also love one another. In 1 John 4:16, And we have known and believe the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him. And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him. It's good to know God loves you. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, not to condemn the world, but to save the world. So, just think about that. He loves us, and we also have to love one another. Just power and love. And take all the commandments, and the love is the most one, but take care of everything else. But when you love somebody, you're not going to kill them, you're not going to hurt them, you're not going to try to destroy them in any form or any fashion. You're going to love yourself. Respect yourself. Respect your mother and your father, the elders in your home and your family, your siblings, your neighbor, your community, people around the world, another race, another culture. Stand firm on the word of God. Believe in the word of God. The word of God is Jesus Christ. Believe in him. It says in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost is one. And on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood agree as one. Right? So that's powerful. Jesus is the living bread, the living water. His blood was shed for us, gave us redemption. So we'll go to and from. We have to believe and set their fast. It says, we rejoice in knowing who God is and asking God into our heart to be our Lord and Savior and our Redeemer, to rescue us from the evil of this world, to have us learn about him, to know that when this life is over, we are resting in his care forevermore, dwelling with him. But while we're here, seeking his face, his kingdom, which is inside you, around you, his spirit in you and around you, never leave you, never forsake you. He guides you. He shows you things to come. He prepares you. Now, some things you can't avoid, but some things you can pray and doesn't happen, or it can change part of what could happen. And something is that doesn't happen, something partially happen. Or you can avoid something, you know, totally together, but we have to stay faith with him, stay fair, focus on him. Be obedient to your parents, especially when they tell you good things. All things are good and kind. Listen, pay attention. In the school year, hope you had a wonderful school year. I realize you only got one more week left in school. So I just hope you enjoyed this week. You know, those who graduated, congratulations. Some graduation probably still going on. Some of y'all graduating from elementary school to junior high to high school, stuff from high school, like a fresh niece to going to college. Some graduating from college into something else. Or some graduating from one opportunity to another opportunity, whatever it might be. But stay fair, stay focused. And anything that's good is worth pursuing, those things that give you life, that give peace, that give joy. Things that will bless somebody and see the harm somebody. So seek those things that edify somebody. For edification is beautiful. Lifting up yourself, lifting up your community, lifting up your family. Pray for each other. So as y'all end this school year, some of y'all who got to go to summer school, be mindful, study, prepare yourself, and not get your summer school class. Some of y'all in summer school for college, some of y'all taking summer school to get to the next grade because y'all didn't do whatever you had to do during the school year. Some things y'all didn't, probably y'all wasn't paying attention to, and then you got to make up. And some of y'all made it, couldn't help it because maybe y'all was sick or something, so now you have to make it to class or something. So God with the glory and just cover y'all and protect y'all. And y'all stay fast, focus on him. You will make it. Just rejoice. He's young. See, I won't get mine while I can, but study hard. There's more to this life I want. And rejoice in that. Education just is a foundation. It gives you some discipline. It helps you be creative. Help you think about different things. And you can take it from there. And as you test it, what's true and what's false in your studies, Some people like will teach you the truth, and some people will teach you the wisdom. So you have to determine that. But then stay focused and believe in God will lead you and guide you to all truth. So we're going to prayer. And please, y'all, listen, be careful. Be kind to one another. You know, somebody, seeing somebody you like, don't be fighting over nobody. Somebody got an outfit or somebody got a shoe or something new. Don't be jealous. Operate in love. You have an issue talking to your parents, take it to a guardian, take it to a counselor, take it to a teacher. Take it to a priest if you have to. But be mindful, be careful, be loving, be caring. Watch yourselves while the school grounds, on ground, keep your eyes and ears open. As well as your neighborhood, your park centers, your community centers, your neighborhood, your, I say rec centers, playground. Be kind, be mindful. Look out for each other. God bless the children. Teenagers, the young adults. God bless your grandparents. Pay attention to them. Okay, I'm going to prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, come to your throne. The great I am Jesus Christ. You are awesome. You are wonderful. You are loving. You are kind. You are gentle. We love you with all our hearts, soul, spirit, and mind. I pray all who's on the call is giving their hearts, soul, spirit, and mind to you. They're seeking your faith. And they're doing this prayer sincerely towards you and in you and through you. And through your precious name, Jesus Christ, we come to the Father to do God and glorify in you. We lift it up in you. We just ask, Father God, to cover these children to and from home, school, and everywhere they go, that they be safe, God. They be safe in their homes. They be protected. Loving. We have a loving home. But kind towards their siblings and their mothers and their grandparents and aunts and people with disabilities and people without disabilities. Just be blessed and kind towards them. Be safe going to school, on the school ground. Be kind, God. Be asking your name, Jesus, to remove and stop the bullying and prevent people from bullying. Let them operate in love. Be neighborly towards each other, kind towards each other. Treat others how they would love to be treated, dear Jesus. Hopefully they let them be treated in a kind, loving way, dear God. We ask them, at the end of the school year, and they had a great school year today, so study throughout the summertime, God. Focus. Find something they interest in them. Maybe something they want to be or study, or they want to be a businessman or woman, no matter what age they are. Want to write an author. They start working on it. Whatever it is, an art or creativity. And those got to go to school during summer, still work on something else while they're going to school. We just ask them to prepare their heart, soul, spirit, and mind. Be supposed to be steadfast, focus on you. And be steadfast, focus on you. Operate in a loving, kind heart. Not completely selfish, but a little bit selfish to think about where they want to be in life, to lift up you. Not be selfish towards or from you, but focus on you because you're a jealous girl, being seeking your kingdom first. And then, but they like out of life, enjoy life, and then think about others too. A little bit selfish, people say don't be selfish, they forget. Some people don't think about themselves at all, and they think about other people all the time where they never forget about, to think about themselves, and they have to think about themselves, and we ask that they think about the life you gave in them. You gave them to have life more abundantly. And why they think about themselves and how they want to be treated, they treat others loving God, see. And the world go around and around, be a blessing, and the world change. And we ask you, dear Jesus, people will pray for themselves, they pray for their love, when they pray for their community, their family, and pray out for the world. We ask God, and believe what they pray for. We ask you, dear Jesus, and I stand and pray for what I believe in, and that these children be saved, all who listen to this. We touch them. We heal their body with me be healing. Their heart, soul, spirit, and mind. God, deliver them from whatever pain and suffering they may be going through. God, with any illness or sickness, disease, or cancer they may be dealing with, dear Jesus. Anybody dealing with genuine issues or homosexual issues, we ask you to deliver them from it, dear Jesus. We ask that anything that causes pain and conflict in the home, deliver them, dear Jesus. We ask you, God, to just hold up these children in your mighty arm and let them hear your voice so crisply clear so they had to jump up like David and Solomon did, too. who was speaking to them. It's you, God, speaking. They identify your voice. And they do those things you call remedy and love and peace and kind. Those things that is love, peace, and kind. You're going to do what tell them to do. Maybe tell them to open the door for somebody. Have somebody with a package. Maybe tell them to go downstairs and check on the downstairs and make sure the oven is off or the stove is all on. Or look out the window. Meet their brother and sister at the bus stop. Or open the door for their mom and dad. Or go and call their grandparents or aunts or uncles. Or whatever it may be, God. Because if they see a punch on the floor, they pick it up. They can nobody want to trip over a piece of paper. So they would hear your voice and they would know, oh, God, I have to put it to get something. I need to see somebody else. We just ask you, God, just cover them, protect them in the holy righteous name, dear Jesus. So they would hear your voice. And they have a wonderful, victorious summer. If they're going away, they be safe, God. No matter what country they go to or city they go to, they just be safe. On the bus, the train, cars, automobiles. And just, God, we just ask them, also bless the teachers and the administrators, have a wonderful summer and plan their hearts for the next new year. Or whatever journey they about to take and go on, their parents and family members and relatives, dear Jesus. We just believe in you for all things. There'll be a brighter school year than this past school year. It'll be a healthier and safer school year than they have ever seen. That in their homes, they'll be safer and they'll be protected, dear Jesus. God, we crying out to the hands where I've come from. We desire a miracle in this world, in our families, in our homes, in our neighborhoods, in our community, in our schools, across the United States, across the world, God. We just ask it. Let miracles and miracles pop up more and more and so that what the world has to see and recognize that miracles taking place in the schools of the United States, in the community, African American communities, and and homes and on the African continent and all the continents. God, we just ask you miracles after miracles to show up and they can see your face and everything. They can hear your voice. God, we desire change. We desire change today in your holy righteous name, dear God. Again, we ask these all things in your holy name, dear Jesus. We declare and we believe it's done. Because this is the day your Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Again, anybody on this, go ahead and ask these questions until you have to bring the Lord and say that you don't recognize that he is the way, the truth, and life. Ask, talk to him, ask God, how do they have redemption? How do they have a personal relationship with you? Believe that he will give you the answer. And trust me, he will point you to Jesus. But you have to be willing to receive it. Yes, there should be a lot of people around you who can say a lot of different things. But it's only one way to eternal life. Salvation is only in one name, and that name is Jesus Christ. Until we speak again, see again, you have a wonderful time, a wonderful summer. And it must be said, please be careful when you're around water, electrical wires, cord. Watch what's around the water. Watch what you're walking around, sharp objects, whatever. Be careful. Enjoy your summer. Have a wonderful time. Be careful with those practical jokes that I can do. Make sure it makes sense, not going to harm nobody or harm yourself. Operate in love. In Jesus' holy name, I declare every deal with you.